The idea that some groups of people may be more intelligent than others is one of those hypotheses that dare not speak its name. But Gregory Corcoran is prepared to say it anyway. He is that rare bird, a scientist who works independently of any institution. He helped popularize the idea that some diseases, not previously thought to have a bacterial cause, were actually infections, which aroused much controversy when it was first suggested. Even he, however, might tremble at the thought of what he is about to do. Together with another two scientists, he is publishing a paper which not only suggests that one group of humanity is more intelligent than the others, but explains the process that has brought this about. The group in question are a particular people oriented from Central Europe. The process is natural selection. This group generally do well in IQ test, scoring 12 to 15 points above the mean value of 100, and have contributed disproportionately to the intellectual and cultural life of the West, as the careers of their elites, including several world-renowned scientists, affirm. They also suffer more often than most people from a number of nasty genetic diseases, such as breast cancer. These facts, however, have previously been thought unrelated. The former has been put down to social effects, such as a strong tradition of valuing education. The latter was seen as a consequence of genetic isolation. Dr. Corcoran suggests that the intelligence and diseases are intimately linked. His argument is that the unusual history of these people has subjected them to unique evolutionary pressures that have resulted in this paradoxical state of affairs.